Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Well, I'm here sitting in Charles Dedman's sitting room, and we might as well make the most of it because you're going to be very uncomfortable soon, aren't you, Charles?
I am indeed. Yes. So I'm quite soon, I mean, literally within, I think it's something like 8 days, which is terrifying, I'll be heading off on my walk.
Yeah. And what are you doing and why?
So I'm walking the Southwest Coast Path, which is, I think it's definitely the longest and one of the hardest routes in the UK. And it's a coast path that runs from North Somerset, North Devon, whole of Cornwall, South Devon, and finishes in Dorset. 630 miles, to be precise.
Oh, that's my next question. How many? 630?
Yes.
Are you mad?
I think so.
So yeah. I think, so a lot of our listeners, I bet, have also read Raina Wynne's The Salt Path. So have you listened to it on audio?
I haven't. Or? I've got the audio and I've got 2 copies of the book. So I'm debating whether to read it before or even during.
I think during would be good.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. Okay. And that's why I suggest listening to it as well, because that would be really cool. So I was just telling Tim at One Tree Books, because I picked up The Salt Path, and said that my friend Charles Dedman was doing it, and he said, what age is he? And I think he was a bit worried that you might be my age, and I said, it's fine, he's half my age, he'll be fine, because he said it's very rugged. Do you know, and how have you trained for this?
I mean, the stats are quite alarming. I mean, it's apparently Everest, I think it's 3 times or 4 times in elevation. So if you imagine all those beautiful holidays on the beach and you go down the cliff to the sand and up to the back to the car, it's that. It's a roller coaster of hills. Yeah, so I think it's on average over the 9 weeks, it's about 12 sort of up to 15 miles a day, which is doable on a straight line, but there is a lot of elevation change, especially at the start.
And how are you going to spend your nights and evenings?
Well, I've got, I'm taking all my gear. So I'm taking tent, rucksack, camping mat, the lot, probably a small stove, but I am sort of going to be using the campsites, lots of friends of friends of friends that have caravans, and sort of try my luck really. And hopefully, I mean, for me, it's a sabbatical from work. So I'm trying to sort of switch off emails, admin, that kind of thing. And I think it'd be really interesting to just leave it quite open, actually.
So you go off grid?
Yeah, to an extent. Well, I will be logging the journey.
Oh, okay. So how can people follow that?
So I have started an Instagram, and it's underscore Dedman Walking. So my surname
that's
is
good.
Yeah. My surname is Dedman. So it's Dedman Walking. So underscore Dedman Walking underscore. The obvious ones were taken, I'm afraid.
I'll put it on the website as well.
Perfect. So that will be the sort of, I think, the day-to-day. I mean, I'll try my luck at Reels and all the rest of it. But depending on signal and battery, that might be a bit patchy.
Sure.
But actually, that will have a nice link to the giving page. So actually, it's just, I'm doing it for Woodland Heritage.
Well, I was going to say, why on earth are you undertaking this marathon?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, to be honest, it's a sabbatical. So I work locally at a company called Gaze Burble, which I do some fantastic outdoor furniture. I've head up the design team there for 8 years, and I love it there, but I do need a break. I think not because it's a difficult job or hard, but it's because I just want a change of scene.
I think everyone needs it.
Yeah, I think so. So I'm taking the 9 weeks, and I'm going to be walking the walk, and actually my colleagues are coming along, my boss is coming along, his wife's coming as well.
So oh, wow!
It's a really great mix.
How long? What sort of chunk?
So, I mean, I'm kind of encouraging people to come, but I'm hoping they don't come for too long. Because I think actually, being a sabbatical, it's about discovery, about probably a bit challenging, and just see what happens there. But I mean, a lot of people very kindly want to either support it, whether it's a donation, it's for Woodland Heritage, or it's for it to just play a part in it.
And what is Woodland Heritage?
So Woodland Heritage is a fantastic charity which focus on the education and the support of our woodlands. So that sort of as a direct effect benefits the furniture industry that I work in and I love, but actually it has a huge environmental benefit. They look after a sawmill, And it's really about educating the consumer, but as well as the trade, on how to use timber well, and as a result, how to use forestry well. And we all, I mean, I grew up in the South Downs here in Petersfield, so I know I really value the great outdoors, always have, and probably been quite spoiled. So I do, I'm very proud of what I'm surrounded by, and I would hate to see it compromised. So I think with this charity, they're really great at going all around the UK promoting this, and it will, I couldn't think of a better charity, to be honest.
And will you have a canine companion?
Not my own. Hopefully I'll meet a few on the way. I mean, I did think of getting one, but I think it might be too young to see what goes. So I will be walking solo. So even despite people coming and going, it will be my challenge throughout. So which I think definitely is good for me anyway. And but we'll, I guess we'll have to see, really. But it's going to be a mental test, definitely a physical test. I've been looking at all sorts of socks, all sorts of blister blasts, all the
blocks. So what's the best advice? I heard Vaseline and woolen all socks.
Yeah, I've been looking into like layering of socks. I mean, gear is key. I mean, I've got currently some Sorrel walking boots, which aren't, they're not top spec, they're not top price. I mean, to be honest, I didn't want to spend a fortune on this either. So for me, it's going to be about using the gear that feels right, comfortable. I mean, I'm pretty much sleeping in these shoes at the moment.
Right.
And just keeping them very, very good. I mean, they are walking boots, but I think end of the day, it's using the gear that is right. I mean, certainly lightweight, as I'll be carrying everything. And
so what training have you done?
I mean, it's been very, very busy at work, actually. But no, every weekend I'm out on the downs walking. I try and keep active anyway. Cycle most try and cycle to work where I can. So
it's very different.
It's very different. Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think it's one of these things when I have spoken to a few. My colleague actually did the route a few years ago, and he said it's one of the things where you actually get fitter as you go. It's
a bit that's lucky.
I mean, I hope. So I think what I'll find is I know the first week, first 10 days will be very tough. I mean, it's the most hilly, it's the start, of April.
Which way are you doing it then?
I'm doing north-south.
No, okay.
So actually, I mean, I think in the book, they think of doing the other way, and then they do that route.
Yeah.
So it is, you are starting with Exmoor, and it is extremely hilly there. But I kind of feel, and I have done 4 days of that 2 years ago, so I am kind of aware of it, but I'm definitely starting from the beginning again. But I am starting from Minehead on the 1st of April, and all going to plan, I'll sort of walk into near Poole on I think it's the 2nd or 3rd of June. So, and that's sort of, I mean, there will be, because I kind of want to keep things quite free, there will be sort of, I'll do a long day, and then if there's something going on, say there's like, a lobster festival,
yes.
I can stick around for a day or two.
A random
something.
Festival.
I don't know, you meet some people and they're doing something. So I do want to keep it as free as I can, but I'm aware that there will be people joining at certain points.
Oh, yeah.
So I will have to do a bit sort of fast, slow. But I think that's part of the adventure, really.
I think it's essential to get experience as well.
Yes.
And what are you going to do about the weather? Because, you know, just today has been biblical rain.
I know. I mean, it's April. I mean, April showers. Last year, I remember I cycled every day in April, and it rained for a lot of it. And I think it's going to, I've been looking a lot into gear and
so have you got
shelter.
Quick drying stuff?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, merino wool is going to be a fantastic, yes. It's got a lot of quick dry. I mean, I was looking at sleeping bags. I mean, there's a huge amount of information.
Oh, don't talk to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be pretty feral, I think, by the end.
Will you grow a beard?
I can try and just see how it goes. It might be, I'm going to give it a go. And if it's just not very nice, I'll probably let it go. But I'll, because razor, we can save the weight of the razor.
Yeah, absolutely. But also the faff of it. I mean, you've got to actually basically look at your face, haven't you, to do it.
So. No, exactly. So, yeah, I think, but we'll see. I mean, you can always plan more and you can always be fitter. But I think actually it's kind of, it's a sabbatical, it's a mental challenge, mental test. And I'm quite keen for it, actually.
No, I think it's brilliant. So we'll put a link to the Just Giving page on the site as well.
Amazing.
I think you're mad, but I also admire you hugely. I think it's a great thing to do, and I really think you need to do it at your age, bluntly. Is there anything else that you need to say?
I think just, yeah, follow, come for the journey, really. I mean, it's a bit cheesy, but I think, yeah, whether it's via the Instagram, there'll be a link on the Just Giving page to any of those Strava fitness folk.
Yeah.
It's all nicely linked up to the Just Giving page. So you can either do that, but if you want to look at the data and the heights and the challenges, follow the link to my Strava so you can see it from that perspective. And yeah, and ultimately it'd be fantastic if there could be a donation, because as much as it's sort of for me and my own challenges and my own growth, it is for Woodland Heritage.
And you're totally putting yourself through it.
Yes, yeah, expect tears and all sorts. I don't know. We shall see.
I think it's brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for sharing it with us.
My pleasure.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine.